This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Hope it's a good day for you. Have you ever said these words or heard these words said to you, "I'm sorry, it's not compatible"? And that's becoming one of the most frequently used excuses thrown at us when things we want to use together don't fit. Hope you haven't had the frustration of when something that you bought, your electrical bit of equipment, won't work. Perhaps you go overseas on a holiday, or want the plug for this that doesn't match up the socket, or those sort of things that sometimes happen. Or what about the battery for your digital watch? Isn't it amazing that out of 50 or so sizes that are available, the one that you want is always out of stock, and nothing else is compatible? Well, we might smile about those things, but the irritations fall into insignificance when compared with the problems, for example, in the computer industry. There was once a proposal between two of the largest building societies which had to be abandoned because the two sets of computer records proved to be incompatible. So I guess these stories can go on and on. So every machine and language and plug and socket seems to be incompatible with the parts for some other system. And so you're talking about hardware or software. But of course things are looking up. The one word which is now transforming industry everywhere is compatibility. And companies are proving, of course, that they do need to have products that are compatible, working together. It's not only machines that have problems, you know, with compatibility. Let's talk about ourselves for a moment, because each one of us, as people, we are unique. I'm different to you. There's only one of each person in this world. And so when we relate to one another, there can, of course, be problems. Even in the most promising relationships, even in a marriage that seems to be ideal, there can be, this word crops up again, incompatibilities. It's unfortunate and very sad that the number of marriages brought before the divorce courts say there's irretrievable breakdown on the grounds of incompatibility. And when you think about that, it's very sad. People find they can't get on with one another. Is there any way of matching the requirements of one personality with the needs of another? And you can look at marriages and other close relationships like that. And some of us use words like interface to make a way of communication. Others pretend that there is no problem at all. Others say, well, that's the way I am. I mean, that's the way I am. You've just got to learn to live with me, that sort of thing. But you know, the most effective and reliable interface between people is God. And why do I say that? Because the amazing thing about God is that He is our Creator. God created us as unique people made in His image. So that each person, and we're just putting aside for a moment personalities or temperaments, each person is unique and made by God. So He is a God, eternal God, who made us. He knows us. So he can match us up. He can match us up with Him. And so it's a remarkable thing to know that we can trust a God like that, who knows us intimately. The Psalms, in fact, talk about that wonderful statement that God knew us as we were knit together in our mother's womb. And before we were born, God knew all about us. So it's an interesting word, incompatibility. But may it be that we will never say that we are incompatible with God, because God is a supreme God who loves us and enables us to respond to Him. Father God, we acknowledge today your care for us. There are times when we question our circumstances. Answers don't always come. There are incompatibilities, Lord. But we have the assurance of your presence that enables us to stand firm and to wait for you, because your presence and your peace satisfy our deepest need. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.